one of the delights of poetry is that it can transform something ordinary, such as snow in winter, into something extraordinary, using the simple power of metaphor or comparison. And one poet well known for her magic touch with metaphor is Emily Dickinson, whose memorable poem about winter snow, written way back in the 1860s, I'd like to share with you today. Like most of Dickinson's poems, this one is very simple rhythmically, short three-beat lines in groups of four with an extra beat thrown in every third line. But against this plain background, the metaphors go off like tiny firecrackers, each one making a familiar scene unfamiliar by drawing unexpected comparisons, and yet making this strangeness feel oddly familiar because the comparisons are all drawn from things we know well in other contexts. Take the first two lines, for example. It sifts from leaden sieves. It powders all the wood. It is never named, but we deduce that it is snow, that, like flour or sand sifted from a sieve to come out evenly in texture, the snow comes out of clouds that are gray and heavy, as lead, perhaps. But before our minds can register that actual leaden sieves would be too heavy to hang in the sky, another metaphor pops up. The trees and woodpiles are powdered, again, like flour or perhaps talcum. The effect is almost like in dreams, where we are used to accepting this odd mingling of the familiar and the strange. In fact, poetry is sometimes compared to dream work in the way that dreams show us our ordinary lives through a fresh lens, one that reminds us, briefly, how extraordinary it is that we have lives at all. It Sifts from Leaden Sieves by Emily Dickinson. It sifts from leaden sieves, it powders all the wood. It fills with alabaster wool the wrinkles of the road. It makes an even face of mountain and of plain, unbroken forehead from the east unto the east again. It reaches to the fence, it wraps it rail by rail, till it is lost in fleeces. It flings a crystal veil on stump and stack and stem, the summer's empty room, acres of seams where harvests were, recordless but for them. It ruffles wrists of posts as ankles of a queen, then stills its artisans like ghosts, denying they have been.